This is the Aviact Moly of the 1st of February, 2026. Original date 15th of December, 2008. At the time of the establishment of one kingdom, one religion, and of law and order, transform yourself and become a world transformer. Today, Bapdada is seeing all his Raj Dulari, royal, specially beloved children, everywhere. A handful out of multi-millions receive this special affection from God. With this godly affection, Bapdada has made each child a master of three thrones. The first one is the throne of the forehead, of the right to self-sovereignty. The second is Bapdada's heart throne, and the third is the throne of the right to the kingdom of the world. The Father has given these three thrones to his loving Dulari, specially loved children. By having these three thrones in your awareness all the time, each child has spiritual intoxication. So, all of you children remain happy on seeing the inheritance you receive from the Father, do you not? The song automatically keeps playing in your heart, does it not? Wah, Baba, wah. Wah, my fortune, wah. You have received in your practical lives what you never even dreamt of. At this confluence age, together with these thrones, Bapdada has made you experience the flying stage through the double crown. Bapdada was seeing the double crowned form of all the children. One was of the royalty of purity, and the other was of the crown of the responsibility of service. Today, Bapdada checked the speed of effort of all the children everywhere. Because all of you can see and also know the speed of the time. Bapdada was seeing the inheritance of the fortune of the kingdom that each one of you has received from the Father. Your kingdom, your future attainment, and the sanskars that all of you will have in the future in a natural way, and will be part of your nature, should be experienced now for a long period of time. This is because that is a new world, Nara Sansar, and that new world is being created with the new sanskars of all of you. So you are experiencing the specialities of the new world, are you not? You have the intoxication of what there will be in your kingdom, do you not? Your hearts say, our kingdom, our new world, is about to come. So Bapdada was seeing to what extent the specialities of that new world have emerged in the effort-making lives of the children. You already know what the new sanskars and specialities of the new world are. The specialities of the new world have emerged in the intellects of all of you. You know them, do you not? You remember them and you know them. The first speciality, check to what extent each speciality has emerged in you. The main speciality is of one kingdom. Just as there is naturally only one kingdom there is no other kingdom there. In the same way, look at your confluence-aged life as to whether there is just one kingdom in your life. Or is there sometimes another kingdom too? If while moving along with the kingdom of yourself, there is also the kingdom of Maya, then would you have the sanskars of one kingdom? From one kingdom, There isn't another kingdom also ruling at the same time, is there? Is it the kingdom of God's Srimat? Or is there sometimes suppression by Maya? There isn't Maya's kingdom in your heart, is there? So check this. Check your chart in these aspects. Now, at the confluence age, is it God's kingdom, or does Maya also suppress you? Have you checked this? Check this right now. You check your chart, do you not? So, if there are two kingdoms even now, how would you claim a right to one kingdom? Are the dictates of Maya mixed with Srimat? In the same way there is the one religion, there will be the one kingdom and the one religion. Religion, Dharma, means Dharna. So what is your special Dharna? The Dharna of purity. So check. Has the nature of purity become constantly natural in your thoughts, words, actions, relationships, and connections? Just as in your kingdom there will be the inculcation of purity naturally, in the same way, has the Dharana of purity at this time become natural and part of your nature? You know that your eternal form and your original form is purity. So check, is your one religion, that is your purity, natural? Nature works even when you don't want it to. What do some children say in their heart-to-heart conversations? They say very, very sweet things. They say, I didn't want to. But sometimes the trace of impurity emerges in my thoughts or in my words. This happens because there are the sanskars of many births. So, one religion means that the dharana of purity has to be natural and part of your nature. Even when there is some force in your words, you then say, that wasn't anger, but I became a little forceful. So what is that force? It is a child of anger. So when will the sanskars of one religion become natural? So check, and together with checking, also bring about change with the powers you have received from the Father. Bapdada is now at least drawing your attention to this in advance. If you make intense effort to check and then change, there is a margin. But after some time, the board of suddenly or too late definitely has to be put up. Don't then say that Baba didn't warn you. This is why the time for making effort has now passed. But you still have time to make intense effort. So check, but do not just check. Also bring about change at the same time. Some of you check yourselves, but do not have the power to change yourselves. Checking and change should both take place simultaneously. What is the self-respect and praise of all of you? What is your title? Master Almighty Authority, one with all powers. Are you a master with all powers, or do you just have some powers? Those who say that they are masters with all the powers, raise your hands. Acha, congratulations. Masters with all the powers. However, what can be said if you are masters with all powers and are not able to bring about change? What can be said if you wish to change your own sanskars and nature but are not able to change them? Ask yourself, Am I a master with some powers, or a master with all the powers? When a master with all the powers has the thought, I have to do this, then it is already accomplished. There won't then be the thought, will it happen? I will see about it. I cannot do this. So now, according to the time, the result should be that whatever thought you have, that thought and your becoming that form should both take place at the same time. Now the new year, the Avyakt year, is about to come. It is going to be 40 years of receiving Avyakt sustenance. So it is now 72 years since you have been receiving Avyakt sustenance and sustenance through the corporeal form. So will you not give Bapdada the return of the sustenance you have received from both fathers? Just think, what is the sustenance you have received, and what has been practical? Bapdada saw that even now there is carelessness and royal laziness. The royal laziness is, it will happen, I will become that, I will reach there, language of procrastination. The carelessness is, I am doing it, language of making excuses. This has to happen, this has to be done. However, there is a difference in your saying and your doing. Bapdada continues to smile on seeing one scene. What do you say? At least this should happen. Do this first, and I will then be able to move forward very well. There is the attitude of wanting others to change. But in some cases, the attitude for self-transformation is a little less. So now change the attitude of looking at others. If you want to look at others, see their specialities. This happens anyway, this continues anyway. This one also does this. Now reduce this feeling. Look at yourself and keep the Father in front of you. It doesn't matter who it is, whether someone is a Maharati or of the middle level. In their efforts, they are all transforming one or another weakness. Therefore, see the Father. See the double Fathers. Look at Father Brahma. Look at Father Shiva. The Father has seated you on his heart throne, and you have also made the Father sit on your heart throne. Your slogan is, see Father. There is no slogan, see sister, see brother. Even now there is one weakness or another in each of you. However, if you want to look at others, see their specialities. Do not look at the weaknesses that they are removing from themselves. Secondly, in your kingdom. You do remember your kingdom, do you not? It was your kingdom yesterday, and it will be your kingdom tomorrow. Your kingdom has clearly entered your intellect and is in your eyes, is it not? Have you counted how many times you have ruled your kingdom? You have ruled countless times. As soon as you speak about it, it comes in front of you. Your form of having a right to the kingdom and your elevated kingdom, it is as though law and order are naturally working in your kingdom. All of you have the sanskars of being knowledgeful. You know what law is and what order is. Similarly, look at your life. Are you working under the Father's orders, or do you sometimes work under the orders of Maya? You don't sometimes follow the dictates of others and the dictates of your own mind instead of following Srimat, do you? So what is law? Law is to be a carefree emperor. You have no worries because you have all attainments. Similarly, also check your elevated life of the confluence age as to whether you have all the attainments that the Father has given you. They are like prasad, holy pure food offered to God, from God. And there is so much importance given to prasad. So you have attained as Prabhu Prasad all the attainments from the Father. There is the importance of Prabhu Prasad. It is an inheritance, it is a right, and it is also prasad. So check, am I full of both law and order? Bapdada saw that the majority of you have received the power of transformation, and if that power is used at the right time, there is no effort. Look, all of you have experienced that if any of you are ever defeated by Maya in any way, all of you say in your talks, and you also conduct classes, saying that these two words can make you fall, and that they can also make you ascend. You know these two words. They have entered everyone's mind. These two words are I and mine. You say this in your talks, and you also conduct classes on them. Bapdada hears those classes. What do you say? Now, with the power of transformation, whenever you use these two words, when you say, I, so-and-so, or I am a Brahmin, but who am I? Bapdada has given you many titles of self-respect. Whenever you use the word I, also say one title of self-respect or another with it. That is, bring that in your intellect. As soon as you say the word I, you also remember your self-respect. When you say mine, you remember Baba, my Baba. Let this become your natural awareness. Simply bring about this transformation. Secondly, generally, when you have a relationship or connection with others, Maya enters with two words. One is intention, bhav, and the other is feeling, bhavna, pure feelings, good wishes. Whenever you speak the word or think of bhav, then remember the spiritual intention. As soon as you say the word bhav, remember the spiritual intention, and when you say bhavna, remember pure feelings. Transform the meaning of the words. What is your title? World Transformers. Can world transformers not transform these words? So try this and see by using the power of transformation at the right time. It comes afterwards, when the situation has passed, and your mind doesn't like it, and your mind begins to think about it. However, the time has passed by then, has it not? This is why there is now a need for a fast speed, not just sometimes. Do not think that you remain fine for most of the time, for Bapdada has already told you that there is no guarantee for the final moments. There is to be the game of suddenly. Some children even tell the father very sweet things. They say, when the time goes into the extreme a little more, there will then be disinterest anyway. And so, at the time of disinterest, my speed will become fast by itself. However, Bhaktada has said that you need to make effort over a long period. If the effort is over a short time, then the reward you receive will also be for a short time. You will not create the reward for the full 21 births. Constantly remember three words of Bhaktada: suddenly, ever ready, and over a long period of time. Keep all these three words in your intellect all the time. Anyone's final moment can be anywhere, at any time. Even now you can see how many Brahmins are departing. Did they know? This is why you definitely have to claim the inheritance of the full 21 births by making effort over a long period of time. Keep this intense effort in your awareness. First number and first birth in your own kingdom. What have you thought? You want to come in the first birth, do you not? In what would there be pleasure? In the first birth or in any birth? Those who feel that they should also have a part with Sri Krishna in the first birth in their kingdom, raise your hands. All raised their hands. Acha. A part in the first birth? Seeing all the hands, Baba is pleased. You may clap. Congratulations are for coming in the first birth. However, should Baba tell you? He should not, should he? You have to come first, and so why should Baba tell you other things? It is good. All of those who have come, you have to come in the first birth. You have applauded for the first birth and the first stage. So you definitely have to create the first stage. Those of you who have the determined thought that you have to go fast, no matter what obstacles there may be, for the obstacles should not remain obstacles. They should change their form of victory in front of the destroyers of obstacles, because all of you are destroyers of obstacles. What is your title? Destroyers of obstacles. So even if they do come, they will come to play games, but you have to recognize that from a distance. They will come in a royal form, but you, destroyers of obstacles, will know at a distance what games they are playing. This is why Bhaktada also wants all of you children to return together. None of you should stay behind. Bhaktada doesn't enjoy himself without the children. So never allow your determination to become weak. You have to do this. Do not use the language of ge. I will do it sometime. I will do it. I will see about it. It will happen, just wait and see. Do not say these things. Determination is the key to success. Never lose this key. Maya is also clever, is she not? She finds the key, and you must therefore look after this key very well. To all you lucky and lovely children everywhere, who have the determination to put something into practice as soon as you think of it. You don't say, I will do it, I will see about it, but you do it as soon as you think of it. To those who are constantly destroyers of attachment, they are free from attachment, not just in their relationships, but they also have no attachment to the consciousness of the body, or arrogance of the body. To such children who are destroyers of attachment and are ever ready. To those who constantly put their hand in the Father's hand of Srimat. To those who will fly back with the Father and will go into their kingdom with Father Brahma. To such fast effort-making children who have the flying stage, please accept lots and lots of blessings and love and remembrance from Bapdada, and namaste to the children who are the masters. Blessing. May you be a conqueror of obstacles, and with your power of transformation, become worthy of receiving thanks from everyone. If someone insults you, transform that insult into upliftment in a second. If someone comes in front of you to test you with his sanskars or nature, then by having the awareness of the One, adopt your elevated sanskars and nature of a merciful heart. When someone comes in front of you with bodily vision, transform that vision into soul-conscious vision. When you have learnt the art of transformation in this way, you will become a conqueror of obstacles. All souls who are in connection with you will then thank you. Slogan: Become an embodiment of experience, and the sparkle of the fortune of happiness will be visible on your face. Avyakt signal. With the speciality of unity and faith, become full of success. While there are many countries, many languages, and many forms and colors, let unity be visible in each one's heart, because all are the children of the One Father. All are branches of the same tree, and all are following the Srimat of the One. To show unity in the differences, to reform that which is spoilt, to bring about unity in diversity, is the biggest service. This is a wonder, and also the basis for success. Om Shanti.